special guest in studio and a hard guy to get in here simply because your doors open at 11. Corey Bittner from Leo's Grill and Malt Shop here in Stillwater on Main Street. Corey, good to see you again.
Yes, good morning, Reed, and thanks for having me.
And thanks for bringing over those fresh, hot chips that you make daily.
That's right. We make them homemade, and they are absolutely delicious.
They're fantastic, and those are served with every sandwich that you have over there. You know, we've talked about Tim and I and Sarah. You know, we've been over there, and I've been over there to eat and gotten stuff to bring back to the studio, and we're always talking about what our favorites. And it's hard because all your sandwiches are just fresh, homemade, and just grilled or made to perfection.
Yeah, thank you. One sandwich that I'm really jiving on lately is our French dip. We make a pot roast, and how we do that is we season it and then sear it, and then we cook it at about 350 degrees, and then just let it rest for about 12 hours, and then it comes out. It's just succulent. It's got great flavor, and then we make a homemade au jus with that, and that's our French dip. And it is fantastic. That's one of my favorite sandwiches.
Right. Yeah, I have to keep reminding folks that you know, it's the malts and the shakes, and of course the burgers, which you know everybody thinks of when they think of Leo's Grill and Malt Shop. But you have so many other sandwiches. I'm a big burger guy, and I've had the cheeseburger, the bacon cheeseburger, but lately I've been getting that patty melt, which you know, I'm a beef guy, and
nice.
Then to get that with the onions and. And grilled on, what bread is that?
It's a marble rye.
Marble rye.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man, is that good. All the burgers, they're third-pound fresh, hand-pressed, served on a, or seared on a flat-top grill right there in the middle of the restaurant, or the front of the restaurant. Everything from the patty melts to the chili cheeseburger to bacon cheddar cheeseburger. But then the other sandwiches, and you were talking about the French dip, one of Tim loves burgers, but one of his favorites is a Reuben. That's probably his all-time favorite sandwich is the Reuben, and he's had that over there. You get a clubhouse, chicken, BLT, French dip, and, you know, folks want to run in and get a cold sandwich to go. I mean, they can get that, too.
Yeah, we feature turkey, egg salad. We have a cucumber and cream cheese cold sandwich that's delicious, ham. And then we also have salads. So our grilled chicken salad is probably our most popular salad. And it's served with marinated chicken breasts. And then that is grilled and then served with all the fixings on it with your choice of dressing. And that's a great salad. It's very, it's got a lot of variety in it. And people just love that one.
Mm-hmm. This is a great place to bring kids and the grandkids as well. They get a big kick out of going over to Leo's.
Yeah, you know, it's an old school place. We have the tall ceilings and all the old art signage, all antique signage, and there's lots for kids to look at. And one new addition that we're just getting put together is that we have a silent television that's going to show old movies from the 1940s and 50s and reruns of shows from that era. We're just implementing that now, but that's something to look for.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, got to talk about the malts and the shakes. And, you know, as I said the other day, I said, you know, a lot of places have shakes, but there aren't that many places that have malts. And, you know, I worked at a restaurant when I was a kid, and, man, get that malt, chocolate malt with that malt powder in there. And the real ice cream, I mean, that is something really to look forward to.
The difference between a shake and a malt is that the inside of a Whopper candy bar is a malted milk ball or a malted powder, and that's the flavor that's incorporated in a malt versus a shake. And some of the, and our staff has just been doing great things with coming up with new ideas that's going to eventually make it onto our new menu. And one of those is a Heath bar. So we put a Heath bar along with coffee and chocolate. So it's a mocha toffee crunch. it's just fantastic. We use real coffee and real Heath bars, and so it's phenomenal. Another one that we have right now, which is a real good seasonal treat, is our pumpkin malt. And we use pumpkin pie filling with pumpkin spices and with the real ice cream blended smooth.
That I was going to say, this is real ice cream in these malts and shakes.
Correct. Yep.
It's not
yep.
the soft serve stuff.
No, we scoop the malts and then blend them up, and we have these blenders that we use are high buck blenders. They blend stuff smooth in about a minute and a half, and it takes a little longer than maybe out of a soft serve machine, but boy, is the taste worth it.
And I keep saying I haven't tried it yet, but I love strawberries, but I love raspberries even more. And to get a raspberry shake, I'm really looking forward to. You get that fresh and that light fruity flavor in there.
Right. Yeah, we do use real fruit in all of our shakes and malts, so which includes strawberry and then, like you had said, raspberry, but we also have blackberry and blueberry. And those are all real fruit toppings that we add to a shake, or which I would prefer with fruit.
Mm-hmm.
It goes better with it. The malt is, I reserve the malts for more chocolate-based.
Chocolate or vanilla.
Yeah.
That's what I like my malt in.
Right.
The rest have to be the shakes.
Right.
With the ice cream and the fruit blended in there.
However you like it, we'll make it for you. But for my personal preference,
bacon, cheeseburger, shake with ketchup.
Okay.
That'll be a challenge. And of course, the season, you know, you still got the patio open out there. The season probably coming to an end in another month or so. But that's always been a big draw. You know, when I've walked down there and it's the lunch hour, you got the music playing out there. The patio is full. You got the walk-up window. People don't want to go into the restaurant. They can just walk up and order a shake or whatever. And lots of room in the patio and, of course, room inside. And you got great help working over there, I must say.
Oh, yeah, that's by far the biggest asset that we have to our restaurant is the employees at Leo's. Really strong, and I say this to people, but if you ever question the work ethic of our today's youth, come into Leo's someday on a Friday or Saturday night, and you'll see kids hard at work.
Well, we have, you're open daily at 11.
Yep, we're open 11 to 8 all year long. We stay open until 8 o'clock. In the summer, we extend our hours to 9:30, depending on the weather, depending on, during the, you can always count on us being open 11 until 8.
Do you sell more shakes and malts in the summer than you do in the winter? For some reason, I enjoy them even more in the wintertime.
Well, we sell more percentage-wise, we sell more because our walk-up window is open, and that's where a lot of people eat. We'll order shakes and malts from the walk-up window. But, yeah, I mean, we have no trouble selling shakes and malts in the middle of winter with burgers and fries. It just goes real well together.
And we have the two-pack, two $10 certificates of $20 value for 14, and you can use two per visit Sundays through Thursdays, although you are open 7 days a week, Tim.
Just to interject, we can't let Corey out of the studio here without talking about this weekend's Stillwater Harvest Fest. I know you're closely involved with that. Just let the listeners know about what's going on down in Lowell Park this weekend.
Yeah, we start out a little bit new this year is we're going to have a Friday night festivities, and we've partnered up with Community Thread, which is an organization here in Stillwater that links volunteers to organizations. And this is a benefit for them. On Friday night, we're going to have a Minute to Win It contest. There's going to be a lot of fun taking place with that. And then we're going to have live music and with beer and wine and a full bar down on in Lowell Park. So it's going to be kind of an old-fashioned street dance, which we've heard from people who used to recollect to the time when maybe Lumberjack Days was more of a street dance and a community event. And that's what we're shooting for on Friday night. And then on Saturday night, the Big Pumpkins roll in. And the Big Pumpkin Way Off, last year, of course, we had a record-setting 1,810-pound record-setting pumpkin, which was grown by a man named Chris Stevens out in Somerset.
1,800 pounds?
Yeah, the circumference of this pumpkin.
That's 200 shy of a ton. Isn't it 2,000 pounds to a ton?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's heavier than like these smart cars that you see driving around. It's heavier than that.
No kidding.
Yeah. So they're thinking somewhere in the United States this year there might be a ton, a pumpkin that weighs a ton. But it's just real tremendous. The 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 New York Times just had an article about a guy in Iowa that's growing them, and he spends basically his whole summer doing it. And so did our other contestants, and he might be coming this year to Stillwater. It's kind of one of those. There's a lot of strategy involved with where these giant pumpkins show up, but we've had good luck in bringing in a lot of competitors, and that's just part of the fun, just to see these giant pumpkins. But we also have a pumpkin regatta, and we had this. The first one was last year, and we had just a blast doing it. What we do is we take about a 900 to 1,000 pound pumpkin, we hollow it out, and then we have a pumpkin paddler that uses a kayak motion to paddle it down the St. Croix. That's going to be taking place at 2. Yeah, <it's fun>. That's going to take place at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, and then. But we also have a beer and wine tasting that day, along with a chili cook-off. And then there's a pumpkin. A kid's pedal tractor pull. So they get behind a trike,
mm-hmm.
but it's modified, and they compete in age groups. So that's fun for kids to take part in. There'll be live music by the Galactic Cowboy Orchestra on Saturday. And then we'll also then finish. The festivities are finished with a giant pumpkin drop. So we take about 1,100 to 1,200 pound pumpkin. We lift it with a crane about 100 feet up in the air. And we partition off an area with a safety fence around it. And then we drop it.
And I suppose there are a lot of cameras out and cell phones out filming when that thing comes down.
There is. There's quite a few from previous years. There's you can find them on YouTube and such. But it's a lot of fun to see in person because of the excitement building up to the drop. And then when the drop comes, people scramble for the seeds inside. The seeds are vary in value, but you can go get a seed and maybe grow your own giant pumpkin.
Grow your own giant pumpkin, sure. Well, Corey, as always, thank you for so much for coming by. I know you got to race back to work because you're probably at least half full by now. It's getting close to lunch hour. And as I said, you know, Leo's open seven days a week from 11 a.m. till 8. And we have the two-pack, two $10 certificates, $20 value for 14. And you can use two per visit Sunday through Thursday. Get on down there. Food is fantastic, and those chips that are made fresh daily that accompany every sandwich. Tim has the whole box in the studio. Are they all gone now?
I think they're gone.
Yes,
yeah.
they're gone, Reed.
Well, that's just great.
I saw you had one.
I had three, so I'll have to get down there. Corey, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks for having me.
You bet.